Hi, welcome to another episode of The Lord's Delight. Today, I want to talk about a combination of two things. One is having a grateful heart, and two, enjoying the day on a daily basis, enjoying your life on a daily basis, taking it day by day, looking at what God does for you on each day and having joy for that day. What drove me to this? Today, I got scores on one of my assignments, on which I scored 9.5 on a 10. It was a team assignment, and my immediate response was, oh my God, I only got 9.5, not a 10. And I didn't even think that kind of mindset was wrong. Once I started seeing my teammates celebrate, that's when I realized, having hung up on this little 0.5, I'm losing the joy and I'm losing the time of when I have to celebrate of what I have achieved. That made me think of the fact that a lot of times we have really ungrateful hearts, not actually being able to be grateful for what God is doing in a brilliant way. I will acknowledge I felt ungrateful, and I could see that I am not enjoying the 9.5 on 10 because I'm hung up on the 0.5 that was lost. Instead of thanking God for the fact that He bless the effort we put in and it was fruitful, mind went back to worry. So how will this affect the ultimate grade? What is happening? That is when I realized it is very similar to another ungrateful heart in the Bible who went to a greater extent to get something more than what he was given. He was not satisfied with his position. He was not satisfied with what he had. And his name is Gehazi. 2 Kings chapter 5 is a very happy chapter in the Bible in terms of Naaman, the commander of the army of the king of Aram. He comes to Elisha on the word of the slave girl through the letter that was given to the king of Israel. And then he's being told, you need to go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, which makes Naaman very angry. Because he was expecting the healing to come in a different way. He expected the prophet would come out, call and like touch him and cure. But then Naaman finally, after being persuaded by his servants, he decides to obey and he gets healed. So he wants to give things to Elisha, and Elisha says, no, I have what I have. I don't need anything from you. Go in peace. But what Gehazi does when he looks at Naaman is, he thinks, hey, I can have more stuff because my master was too easy on Naaman, but by not accepting from him what was brought as an offering. So what Gehazi thinks at that point, he's not able to be in awe of God and the prophet who actually through the power of God healed Naaman. His eyes and mind was in what was refused by Elisha, that is the things that were sent back. He was not focusing on actually what was important, because his heart said that that is something he deserved and wanted more. So this leads him to lying. In verse 22, he approaches Naaman. He runs like behind the chariot, like, you know, and then says, my master sent me to say, two young men from the company of the prophets have come, and give me a talent of silver and 2 sets of clothing. And then Naaman, like, you know, in his graciousness, gives a lot more. And what Gehazi does is take all this, goes, put this away in his house, and then goes to Elisha. And Elisha asks, where have you been? And Gehazi, who saw the power of God, forgot that He's an all-seeing God who was watching. Elisha said to him, was not my spirit with you when the man got down from his chariot to meet you? As a result, Gehazi gets a curse, that is, Naaman's leprosy will cling to you and your descendants forever. It actually says the chapter ends in a very sad note where Gehazi's skin becomes leprous and it becomes white as snow. I also want to bring in Psalm 46:10, which says, he says, be still and know that I am God. And that part to me is powerful, because a lot of times I cannot be still. My mind is running at a speed that is far more. What ends up happening is I'm thinking constantly about what is to come. I'm not saying don't plan. We need to understand the difference between planning and living in the mind in the future. What happens is Satan steals all the joy that we could have right now when we are so fixated on the future for something else to happen. That is why I'm bringing these both together. When we don't have a grateful heart, when we run, especially in our minds, when we run at a speed that is faster than the present is passing on, constantly living in the future, waiting for the other things to happen to hit deadlines, we lose the joy in the present. And this is a wake-up call for me. So I want to talk to all those people who are out there who are in a similar boat as me. I just want you guys to have a grateful heart. Look at the things what God is doing each and every day. They might be little, but once you set apart time to start notice them, that is when our heart becomes more grateful, because we don't pass over the little things He does. That gives us time to enjoy. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we need to rejoice and be glad in it. And if we lose that joy, what is the point of just going towards the future and the future if we are not able to enjoy this journey with Him? We lose out on a lot more. We cannot have this journey back. Yes, I have my finals this week. I was more concentrated on what grade I'm going to get, but these few days where I'm actually journeying with God, who's helping me accomplish things, I need to concentrate on these days and be thankful that He's accompanying me, He's giving me the talent, He's helping me achieve what He brought me here to do in this new city. So take time, relax, set apart a time on each day, whether it's when you go to bed or early in the morning. Thank Him for the things that He did and enjoy throughout the day, thinking this is the day that God has given me and I'm going to be rejoicing in that day. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.